Mark, how are you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you, Mark.
Good. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk Michael Jackson. Look, he's been one of the most prolific, high-profile entertainers from the Motown era in Jackson 5, and also now with his posthumous album. What drew people to his music?
Wow, that's such a big question. It's a triptych of things. Number one, talent is certainly there. Opportunity was another element within all of that. Appeal, definitely. And opportunity is probably still a big one for me, right place and right time. But also, I suppose, the way in which he was able to read the marketplace really well and to collaborate with people who were able to, you know, hit those right spots in terms of pop music. And there's no doubt that what he was about was very much a very large, wide, impacting demographic.
So he was one of those artists who, I guess, yeah, as you're saying, cast his musical net very wide, right? He experimented with so many different kinds of styles. Do you think that he goes beyond just pop?
That's a huge question, defining what pop is. It certainly does. Pop in the broader sense of the word, meaning literally just being popular amongst many people. Mm. There's also, you mentioned legacy before.
Yep.
The interesting thing about legacy is this notion, I think a very old dated notion of high art and low art and pop sitting within that. And that broad definition comes from this notion of high art being more about beauty and contemplation and low art being about function. In its pure form, commercial pop music has a function to be commercial and to be really attractive and to sell records. Mm. When you get into territory where you're contemplating the impact of someone from a legacy 10, 20 years later, then you start to get into that territory of going beyond pop into something else. And that's it's certainly been the case with Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
The work that he's made, not to mention the other media it has impacted.
Well, definitely. Look, let's talk about Michael Jackson's legacy. How do you think that it's held up in the decades since his death?
Look, controversy abounds, and look, some of the shocking stories that have come out through the documentary that premiered at Sundance earlier this year. There's a lot to be worried about there. When you read about Michael Jackson and his personal life separately, that he was exceptionally emotionally troubled and had a fairly tragic life story. You can't push that aside. That is certainly part of the legacy. If you look at just the artwork on its own, there's all sorts of ways in which you can judge the impact from the 13 Grammys and 26 American Music Awards and 16 World, on we go within the music area. But then you look into other areas, historically, the National Library of Congress recognizing a video clip for the first time through Thriller, and that doesn't happen lightly. And there's all these sorts of awards that have come for the work that he's been involved with as a collaborator. And in that sense, there's an element of it being groundbreaking, and the legacy is partly to do with that, what he's left behind, and ways of thinking and approaching and collaborating, particularly with a pop sensibility. But there's also the work itself in terms of the pure art, whether it be this notion of a great painter, a great artist of any type, or a billionaire leaving money or estate behind or donating things. There's an equivalence there. The work itself is a legacy. The quality of the work itself is certainly a legacy. Thriller in particular, still the number one selling album of all time, I think, and there's a lot within that as an album, being able to collaborate and make those works. So the artwork on that, the film clip that goes with that, the artists that were involved in the shooting of let alone those actually involved in the filming of it itself. So there's a lot amongst all of that, the way he brought different people together and worked in that environment, and the songs that came into existence, not only from him, because he worked with a lot of other songwriters as well. So the list is endless in that regard.
It is really interesting that, you know, you were talking a little bit earlier about how, you know, you look at the artist and then you look at the art that they create, right? And if you look back at so much music from, you know, the decades past, from the last century as well, you can't help but look and see or point out all of the things that are problematic with it now, you know? I know, for instance, you know, you've studied everyone from Taylor Swift to David Bowie, but also if you look at a lot of 90s R&B music that people love, it can still connote notions of, you know, really gendered, misogynistic or you know, problematic themes now in the 21st century. So should we be feeling guilty for listening to this kind of music now?
I think we should be feeling really guilty. It doesn't mean we...
No!
This is the human condition. What do we do with this? I mean, we're feeling really guilty, but we love it at the same time. It's a crazy notion. But that's the reality. There's also being more aware, and I think there's... It's a different sort of legacy. I suppose a legacy is that we've now become more aware of it, partly because of its existence, and partly because it was kind of accepted, sadly, at the time. We look back at the Jackson 5, for example, and the sort of places they were playing at, strip clubs, and you know, and the sort of the groupie lifestyle that was going on. It's hard to imagine the sort of clean-looking group in their videos that they were making then compared to the reality of the lifestyle. But for some strange reason, there's a kind of escapism that goes on, I think, as a viewer in all of that. We don't want to know much about that part. We just want to enjoy the music because the other's just too hard to deal with. But it is a reality that we have to deal with.
Yeah, absolutely. Like even for instance, just you know, looking at the Way You Make Me Feel music video from Michael Jackson and the kind of elements of stalking in it now we're so aware of. I don't know. It makes me feel really conflicted at least. But look, I guess what I want to know, Mark, is we know that Michael Jackson was an absolute music legend. Do you think that we will still speak and study him in 100 years' time, the same way that we study and love jazz musicians like Duke Ellington and Louis Armstrong in the modern day?
I think Thriller alone, as a video clip, as an album where it stands, and Michael Jackson's involvement with that, and being in National Congress position, it'll be there, and there's no doubt that will remain historically as a really important point in time. It clearly wasn't the only thing that influenced approaches to certain types of dance videos and so on, but it certainly pushed it up in terms of MTV's presence and impact on the industry. So from a cultural perspective, sociology broadly perspective, there's no doubt that I think that they will remain there. The controversial parts, they will certainly remain there. And, you know, when you look back historically, sadly, they're all too common in the lives and contexts of artists that are great or who leave a legacy.
Absolutely. I guess, yeah, as you were saying, it's just the human condition to, you know, not only be flawed, but then feel guilty about liking flaws, I guess.
I know. What do you do with that sort of work? And, you know, we're finding out more about that with a whole range of artists.
I know. Well, hey, Mark Pollard, thank you so much for giving us your insights. Really, really helpful. And look, how are you celebrating or how are you reflecting back on Michael Jackson's legacy today?
You know, this interview was timely because I am troubled about what I'm finding out about Michael Jackson, and I think a really good way for me to reflect on it is to be troubled about it and to think about it, and you know how we respond as human beings to these things is really important.
Definitely, wise words. Thank you very much for that, Mark.
Thank you. My pleasure.